Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at the governor's open government initiative. Molly knows how to run down.
Sam, today we're going to be talking with former Senate candidate Danny Tarkanian about opening up the collective bargaining process so the public can see how we negotiate salaries.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Bob Kroll, Mary Lau, and Elisa Caffarata. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
You're driving along, and out of nowhere, boom, there's a billboard. Free fruitcake plus a pooch equals a health insurance plan for just $29.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
Put some tax.
On Harry Reid's watch, Nevada's unemployment rate has shot past 14%, highest in the country. Our foreclosure rate is highest in the nation. Home values have dropped almost 50%. Those aren't just numbers. They're people who've lost their jobs, families who've lost their homes. Harry Reid's dragged Nevada down to perhaps its lowest point ever. And he wants to call me an extremist? I'm Sharon Engel, and I approve this message.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Renovation, a medical spa by Dr. Charles Verdin, offering Restylane and Botox treatments plus a full-service spa. Drift away with a tranquil Swedish massage. Our facials are customized for your specific skin care needs. Rejuvenate the whole body with one of our many body wraps and finish with a professional manicure, pedicure, or makeup application. Renovation, a medical spa. Treatments to refresh your life. 960 Collin Crossing, one block west of McCarran at Plum.
Which brings me to my world, radio. Kick it.
Swindle Frog Ripoff ain't no jive. You get a year's worth of free fruitcake, a pooch, and a family health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Danny Tarkanian, formerly running for the United States Senate and now helping the governor with the initiative here for open government. And it was interesting today, the editorial in the Las Vegas Review-Journal said, open it up. Public should have access to negotiations. Transparency is the essence of democracy. The public's business must be conducted in public for taxpayers to maintain faith in the integrity of their government. And yet in Nevada, the details of setting the largest single expense of government, the 70-80% of tax dollars that fund public employee salaries and benefits, are by law settled in secret. Any attempts to make this process public are condemned by the beneficiaries of silence, the public employee unions. And that leads to you and Governor Gibbons.
Well, I'm not going to attack the unions and say they're against it. I'm hoping that they're going to get behind this and support the initiative.
And the chances of that are?
It's up to them. We had the head of the union in Las Vegas come out against it on one other show, Danny Thompson.
So
I doubt that they're going to support it, but they should. I mean, all we're talking about is transparency.
Why was this implemented in the first place? Why do we have this statute in law?
Well, there's a statute that was passed, and I don't know if you have it there. I think it was in the late 70s, and as Danny Thompson reported, it was by a Republican. And I try to say this isn't a partisan issue.
So is this part of collective bargaining? Now, Carl Dodge passed that back in the 60s, 70s, Republican senator from Fallon, to kind of ensure that the people who can't strike. You know, these folks who can't go out on strike do have a process where they can negotiate for salaries and benefits. Do we want to have what are we going to learn, Mr. Tarkanian, as far as when we open up these negotiations?
What are these employees and their unions worried about by opening up the process to the public? What are we going to learn? We're going to learn what the negotiations are. We're going to learn what studies are being done to help work through those negotiations. We're going to learn what recommendations are done. You know, we do this all the time with contracts. For example, at the airport, you have they're subject to the open meeting law. They go before the county boards, and the people get a chance to hear everything, and they vote. The county commissioners vote on it, and then the public has a chance to respond to it. What's wrong with that?
You talk about studies. Explain that a little bit more in detail, will you?
Well, that was just an example of things that go on when you're negotiating contracts through the collective bargaining periods. I believe, and I haven't been a part of any of them, but I believe when they're talking about comparing salaries from different states and other areas, that you're going to have a study done to determine, you know, what's the pay scale for police officers in other parts of the states. Why shouldn't that be open to the public so the public can have a chance to look at it and understand and better determine whether the people here in Nevada are getting the same.
You know, the economy itself is doing a lot of this kind of work in terms of elected boards are having to say, we just don't have the money. You know, it's going to be a choice of either everybody takes a share of the pain or there's going to be a loss of jobs.
Well, obviously, the economy is making the government's cut back. But come on, if you do find a courageous public official to challenge the police or fire union, there are a couple
like
in Clark County. Exactly, I was going to mention his name, a Democrat. Again, this is not a partisan issue. Who's come out and said, "Hey, you know, these things need to be open to the public. We need to scrutinize these contracts. We can't continue to afford them." Look, and for example, Rory Reed. Look what the police, the fire union is doing to Rory Reed because he came out and questioned their salaries. I'm not going to say whether the salaries are too high or not. That is for the public officials making that determination.
Do you think
but
our public officials
should have an understanding of what's going into it?
Do you think they are tough enough when they are bargaining with these people, or do you think it's not necessarily the bargaining that our elected officials do? It's when it goes to that binding arbitration process where we have the issue.
Now, for years there wasn't a need for the binding arbitration because they were ratifying these contracts. I think now there's going to be more of these type of binding arbitrations because of the cuts in the government revenues. But you have certain elected officials that have support bases that are pushing for higher salaries. The unions are supporting certain of their officials, and obviously there's going to be an influence there. But we all hope guys like Sisolak, Rory Reed, and others that have said, hey, you know, this is getting too high, we can't afford it, we're going to stand up to those same unions that are asking for the support. But see, this takes the pressure off of the public officials. What we're saying is, and we're getting back into the initiative, is just open the process up to the public. Let them see what the public officials are getting and what they're learning. And if the contracts are reasonable, then everybody's going to be happy. If they're not reasonable and they're going to say, wow, you know, $300,000 for certain firemen, including overtime, you know, that just doesn't work.
Well, and I think, you know, we can give a plug to NPRI. They have their Transparent Nevada website. I hope we can give a plug,
sure,
Sam,
absolutely,
where, you know, anybody in the state can go and see what people make and, you know, all basically, well, not basically, almost every government in the state to see what the salaries are, see what the benefits are.
But that's great, but it's after the fact. You get to see what the salaries are once they've already been signed in place. What this initiative does is it opens it up while the negotiations are going on, just so the public can see what's actually transpiring in these negotiations to reach that final project.
Okay, how many signatures do you need and how many do you have so far, and when do you have to have them turned in by?
The number of signatures in the high 90s, I don't have the exact number because I've really been appointed the chair in Clark County. There's other people working in different parts of the state, and I can't tell you how many signatures we have because we have numerous people working in Clark County collecting these signatures. We have the petition on the website, openclarkcounty.com, and we encourage people, they can go on the website, download the initiative, sign it, get their family and friends to sign it. We'll work with them picking it up and getting them to sign off as registers, and we hope to have enough by, I think it's November 9th, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, and how many do you need total?
It's in the high 90s, but...
That's what you need, or is that what you've got?
That's valid ones. So anytime you collect in signatures, you always have to put in a certain amount that are going to be thrown out because of technicalities. It's very important. anybody who does this, you use a blue pen. You can't use a black pen. It's very important. You sign your name exactly as you signed it when you registered to vote. And only people who are registered to vote can sign this.
Okay, so just to be clear here, you need a total of 90,000 valid signatures. How many do you have so far?
It's a little bit over 90,000, right. And I couldn't tell you how many we have so far. As I mentioned,
do you think you're halfway there?
I don't know what they're doing in the other counties. In Clark County, we have spread this out to numerous people. Like I said, we don't have paid walkers that are coming in and giving us daily petitions. What we're doing is we're spreading out through volunteers, and we're doing the family and friends type of thing. Hey, if you believe in this, which I can't imagine anybody who doesn't, let's go out and get your family and friends, sign it, and then send them back in to us. I have some wonderful volunteers who helped me in the campaign that are, again, helping me in this regards, and we're in the process of collecting them.
Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the Senate race. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Imagine you've been abused by your spouse. You get a restraining order and move your family to Nevada, thinking you're safe. In the state assembly, Sharon Angle voted to prevent restraining orders from other states from being enforced in Nevada. It would have made Nevada a safe haven for domestic abusers. Thankfully, other legislators weren't so extreme because Sharon Angle sided with the abuser, not the abused.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Relief. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my home equity release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers home equity release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, if you go to NevadaNewsmakers.com and click on the button that's called Nevada News Channel, you can see a lengthy interview with Danny on this particular topic, and it'll be very illuminating for you. We continue our conversation with Danny Tarkanian. Let me ask you a question, a reflective question. Why do you think when Sue Loudon took the fall, that your message didn't resonate more in the U.S. Senate race?
I think it's real simple to see what happened in that race. It was hard when it was going on, but simple now. You look at Delaware, you look at Alaska, the Tea Party Express, the brand name, they're like the Coca-Cola or the McDonald's of the political circle right now, particularly on the Republican side. They came in and put $750,000 in paid media behind Angle's campaign, and then Club for Growth came in and put $700,000 more. So the last 5 weeks of the race is $1.5 million coming in on paid media, and more than half of that from a group that is extremely well respected in the Republican circles. Now, I'm out here saying I'm the best candidate, vote for me, Sue Loudon, saying that. The Tea Party Express is saying Sharon Angle is. Who are people going to listen to?
Well, and the Tea Party in Nevada, as run by David Landis, actually was supporting John Chachas.
Yeah, there's many groups in Nevada that support the Tea Party. Now, Debbie Landis's organization initially was named the Tea Party. Now it's Anger is Brewing. But there's other ones out there in Nevada. There's seven or eight of them. They all supported different candidates. I had support from many of the Tea Party people, but that's not the point is the public who's only hearing these TV and radio ads are getting inundated. And I mean, my wife called me at the last week of the race and said, Daniel, you can't believe it. There was three commercials for Sharon on the one talk show, one segment of the commercial. And that's what was going on. There's no way anybody was going to beat Sharon with that kind of resources behind her.
Okay, let me ask
one thing about you. I think you were pretty quick when Sharon was the winner. You were one of the first people to go and say, hey, I'm going to support the Republican candidate. You were right there. You introduced her at the convention. Do you think some of the other candidates in the race who ended up coming in second or third or, not top of the ticket, maybe acted a little, didn't act quickly enough to show their support?
Okay, I want to say two things. To answer that question, I would have hoped all the candidates that had lost, the 11 that were in the race along with Sharon, who had pledged to support Sharon, would come out publicly and do so. You are making some inferences of one that hasn't to this point, and we all encourage that person to do so. We need a united Republican Party if we're going to beat Harry Reid. I wanted to follow up just one thing. I was mentioning this to a friend of mine driving over here today. The only way chance I had in winning that race was to explain to the people of Nevada that the Tea Party Express is really a Sacramento-based consultant group that gets paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to run these TV ads. So I wanted to run ads explaining to the people of Nevada that this is a California group who's making money by telling the people of Nevada who to vote for. And I think the people of Nevada would have rebelled against that. But I was overruled by that.
You are likely to see, a couple of weeks before early voting begins, both the Tea Party Express and Club for Growth jumping back into the Nevada race. They will be in support of Sharon Angle. Are you against that?
Well, they're not right now, and I'm not sure if they will because they're...
Well, let's say we have strong information to say that that they're heading this way.
Would I be against them supporting Sharon Angle?
Yes.
No.
So in the primary, you were against them being involved, but in the general,
I'm not against them for being involved. That's a democratic process. No, you missed the point. I said the only chance I had to win was to, because we were talking about how does Sharon win and so forth. My only recourse in beating her was, I believe, to expose where this money and support was coming from and how they were out-of-state groups that were telling the people of Nevada how to vote. This whole Senate race now in the general election is being funded by out-of-state people. Harry Reid's going to have $25 million, probably $24 million of it's going to be from out-of-state. We got more third-party groups throwing money out here than probably the history of Nevada politics before. That's how the process works. But in the primary, the only outside groups that I'm aware of that came in were those two.
And you know what? That's where we got to leave it. Dandy, thank you so much for coming in. Good luck with your initiative petition.
Thank you very much. Right. My pleasure.
We'll see you. We'll be right back with the pundits after this. Thanks.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Workers' compensation laws can be confusing. How do you know whether the insurance company is following the rules? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
We know what shattered the economy. Wall Street greed and CEOs shipping jobs overseas, the cost of foreign oil and Bush economics. But Sharon Angle's blaming Harry Reid. Come on. Sharon Angle's the one who opposed Wall Street reform, wants to protect tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas, and says it's not her job to create jobs.
I'm not in the business of creating jobs.
That's Sharon Angle. Extreme ideas that will make things worse.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
I was unemployed before I got my job at City Center. I waited an entire year for that job. If Sharon Angle had had her way, I might still be unemployed today.
Would you have stayed City Center?
No, I would not.
Miss Angle, you're talking about something that puts food on the table for my children. You need to consider what you were saying, especially as a mother yourself. I don't believe that she has the best interests of our families at heart.
Patriot Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You just received another determination letter from the insurance company. So what do you do? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Mary Lau is here, president of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors, Bob Kroll, mayor of Carson City, and Lisa Caparata, president of Nevada Affiliates for Planned Parenthood. Welcome to you all. Mary, let's start out. New York Times reporting, as we record this on Wednesday, September 15th, after the primary, the morning after, whose party is it? Christine O'Donnell's stunning upset of a political titan in Delaware's Republican establishment on Tuesday was the final emphatic message in a primary season that made one thing clear: the GOP has largely failed to harness the power of Tea Party voters.
How dramatic was that one? They're failing to read the public. Exactly. The philosophy that says they can't win is hoping to hold people down, hoping that they won't get funding and everything else. We had the same thing here with the Sharon Angle. Can't win, and so trying to hold off the funding and push down the vote. But I think you're seeing people reacting, people going farther, people expressing their views and incumbencies in danger this time. And it's the Tea Party is not Republicans only. It's independents, it's Democrats, it's everybody with a philosophy that we have gone too far in one direction and they need to come back. So it's interesting.
And they're very active on the ground.
Well, they're active on the ground. I think, you know, what is kind of intriguing to me is that, you know, you hear some of the pundits, the national pundits, saying, you know what, this is good news for the Democratic Party because, you know, the Tea Party is supposedly to the right. My own sense of that is that that's an overstatement. I think that Mary's probably right that there's an undertone going on in our electorate right now that crosses party lines and particularly crosses into the independent lines. And I think that, you know, when you look at the polling on the independents, it doesn't bode well for either of the entrenched public entrenched parties. So, you know, I think that, you know, those folks who have said that the Tea Party is not an organized organization, I think are misreading what's going on in the electorate right now.
GOP leaders say Delaware upset damages Senate hopes.
Karl Rove was saying, you know, he's writing off the race, and, you know, it's always difficult to get particularly primary voters to vote strategically, especially when they're sending a message. So I think the big question for November is, you know, is the message getting sent in the primary, and then, you know, the conventional wisdom candidates make it through because they can't get the independents, or does this carry through the general election? But yeah, if Karl Rove's writing it off.
Yeah, I think it's really
interesting.
It's really interesting, Sam, how people are saying, "Oh, it's the Tea Party." Well, I think you need to look at Representative Castle's positions. I mean, he took some pretty unpopular positions with, you know, Republican and probably all voters. You know, he was a proponent of cap and trade, you know, which is something I think anybody who understands that issue and what it's going to do to their pocketbook and what it's going to do to industry in this country, manufacturing in this country, if you tell me somebody supportive of cap and trade, I'm not voting for him. So, I mean, I think that people are kind of taking these issues and they're saying, okay, this is a guy that supports it. He supports something that's going to be detrimental to my job, my success, my family's success. And they're sending a message saying, sorry, we're not going to put you back.
Last thing on a national level, Rick Blasio routed again. I always thought he was a flawed candidate from the beginning, but taken out again by the Tea Party.
Yeah, well, again, the flawed candidate, though. And he was an establishment candidate. He'd run before, he'd been rejected before and everything.
Yeah, against
else.
Hillary Clinton.
So, you know, if that one was almost a no-brainer and stuff. And it's interesting you say that Rove has written it off because he says, you know, okay, we're not there because. I think you're going to see concentration in all of those areas. I think it's the don't throw me in the briar patch conversation.
Grover Northquist's group came in yesterday and placed about $800,000 in the Congressional District 3 race on behalf of Joe Hecht. Where do you think that sits at this point?
Well, you know, you look at the polls, and that's, you know, the CD3, Dina's up a little bit. But I think that, you know, all these races are going to tighten, all of them. I mean, I don't care which ones you talk to, and you know, money's going to play an issue at the end here. Don't doubt it.
The people who are mad are going to vote. People who were inspired in 08, not necessarily inspired this time. It's going to be challenging.
Are you saying Harry Reid isn't as inspiring as Barack Obama?
I'm just saying. I think the economy makes people a little bit more, I don't want to say despairing, but it felt more like a fight in 08, and now it's a little bit more of a long, hard slog. So.
Well, it's perfect right now. Nevada's almost a perfect precog to this whole thing, because everybody at this table can remember the 300% increase that our legislator voted themselves. And all of a sudden, you turned around and we had a brand new legislature. Talk about
even though they reversed themselves.
Even though they reversed it and everything else, it was the spendings, the issues, and the angers. So that changed an entire legislative body, and now you've got a nation that's reacting in the same way as the people that did in Nevada over that increase in their wages and stuff. And I think you're going to see that. I'll be surprised if that wave doesn't continue.
Paul, you get the last word here.
Well, I think I agree with Mary. I think people are angry. I think the economy being in the doldrums actually is going to turn a lot of those people out who are angry with where they are and where the economy is. So I think that is part of the enthusiasm, is that bad economy. Let's put some people in there who can turn this around.
And do the unemployed vote. A question for another day. We'll be right back on Nevada News Vegas after this timeout.
On the next Face to Face, we'll hear from two more judicial hopefuls, Carl Piazza and Gail Nathan. And next week, the first woman on the U.S. Supreme Court, former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, on electing versus appointing judges, Tuesday on Face to Face. For more than three decades, the Jefferson Award has honored outstanding individuals who have donated their time and service to make their communities a better place. News 4 and Wells Fargo are giving these unsung heroes the recognition they deserve. To nominate an outstanding Jefferson Award candidate, write us here at News 4 or visit our website, mynews4.com. Watch for the Jefferson Awards the second Wednesday of every month, News 4 HD, where news comes first.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
The University of Nevada, Reno will uncork its 20th annual Vintage Nevada Wine Festival and Auction on Friday, October 15th. Join us from 5 to 8 p.m. in the downtown Reno Events Center. The Academic Scholarship Fundraiser is sponsored by Southern Wine and Spirits and UNR's Alumni Association. We will be tasting hundreds of world-class wines. Ticket options are available online or at all Scolaris locations, or by calling the University Events Office at 784-4831.
Loss, it's one of the many ways to fight osteoarthritis pain. For more information on managing pain, go to fightarthritispain.org.
Go to NevadaNewsMakers.com and click on Nevada News Channel and see the complete interview with Danny Tartania.
Sam, tomorrow, in honor of Constitution Day, which is on Friday, you can have Mary Webster talking about the Federalist Papers.
She is so excited about this, and you will be too. Join us on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.